Bop, bop, ba da 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 da. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Laughing Vikings Live. High vibe chats with actors, comedians, and creators, plus stand-up comedy, sketch comedy, and most importantly, you. That's right, join us every Monday for new episodes, and you can be a part of the show on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Twitch. Ask questions and interact in the comments, and make sure to share this with your actor, comedian, and creator friends so they can be a part of the show too. Can't make a live show? No problem. You can catch up on your favorite podcast platform and visit laughingvikings.com to find out how you can join the cast and crew. All right, it's time for today's show. Buckle up and make sure you stick around to the end because we have a special surprise for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Laughing Vikings Live. Happy Monday Fun Day. Let's go.
Episode 44. I'm here live in New York City, literally looking out the window at Madison Square Gardens. Of course, we've got the BK Broiler back at LVHQ in Tirana. How are you doing, BK?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing fantastic, Lars. It has been it's been a good day in Tirana. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's kind of nice.
Perfect day. Not too hot. It is the Goldilocks of days then, right?
It really is.
Just right. Yeah. I'll let me see if I can give you a view. I'm in this my brother's the second smaller room of my brother's studio here.
Okay, sweet.
I'll do a little swivel.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can see. Yeah, there you go. You get it? That's MSG past those rooftop vents or whatever you're seeing there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go. And how are things back in Toronto? You're holding down the fort while I'm here in New York at the Todorov Conservatory all week long?
Yeah. It was a really good week. It was a really fun week.
You were busy, yeah?
18 sessions in all. So it is a personal best by one.
Wow.
Yeah.
You continue to outdo yourself. Any favorites? I know you have a lot of regulars that you tape with, a lot of Laughing Vikings OG actors that have been coming consistently to the studio to do all of their self-tape auditions, and you often work with them. Who's your highlight this week? I mean, I don't know, maybe you don't want to name names if you can say that, but
I could not pick just one. They were fantastic across the board. A lot of them were for one particular project that's casting right now, a new show, which honestly should be very interesting. I'm not going to give away anything now.
Well, because you can't legally.
Cannot talk about it. I'm not mentioning anything about it, but it sounds so cool.
That would be
a great show.
That's been one of the very cool things about having the studio over the last few years is often we've seen scripts for the pilots and obviously as an actor or any part of the production process, all of that is NDA. I mean, whether you sign an NDA or not, it's sort of industry standard that it's expected that you're not sharing things on social media or sharing these. But I've often had looks like where I've seen the whole pilot episode or a handful of times I've seen the whole script ahead of time. So you kind of like remember the scenes in the script, then you see the movie and not necessarily something that I've been in or cast in, but it's a real neat sort of behind the scenes look at things, and you start to get a feel for what you expected or what you visualize, and then you end up seeing who ends up casting it, and maybe it's like you thought it was, or maybe it's completely different than what you thought it was going to turn out to. It's a really cool inside look. You'll have all these fun facts over the years, and then where you get like I'll tell you one. I think that I can. I won't. I'll tell it later because I don't think the movie's. There's a blockbuster movie coming out with his nickname rhymes with the Doc, And one of the lead actresses in the movie did her self-tape audition at Laughing Vikings. I didn't even know that was the movie, but I did know it was like an A-list sort of superhero kind of movie that was coming out, and she ended up booking it. And I think now it's coming out, but I'll tease it after it's out because I don't know if it's right.
That's for me fair. To say.
Yeah. But it's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal. It's fun. She was in town shooting a Netflix series. And while she was shooting that, she submitted an audition tape. And I'm pretty sure I was reading for Jane the Doc Monson, if that makes sense. You guys know that famous superhero, Jane the Doc Monson?
Yeah.
I read his script in an audition setting before the movie was a real thing. I think the movie is called I'm not even going to say the movie.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out
at this point.
You'll figure it out. I mean, it's not like I didn't reveal anything about it, you know. Yeah.
You haven't. You really haven't.
It's
always funny to me the dancing around things that you're not allowed to say.
Right.
Like trying to find different words for it. I love it. I always find that hilarious.
Right. Yeah. Well, I feel like this podcast is not, it's not like we're the Rogan show where it's like, holy shit, did you hear what Lars leaked? Like, I don't know. Yeah. At this point, millions of listeners and viewers, it's not like we're blowing the spoilers and stuff for everyone. Who knows? Maybe we are. You heard it here first. We'll break the exclusive here. But,
We're yeah, better so, than E-News. We're on the front lines, damn it.
Yeah. So you had a good week holding down the fort. You also produced the Comedy Alley show on Friday, which I was not there for, but I was actually live streaming from Citi Field, which is where the Mets play in New York, which was a really cool, surreal feeling for me to be in a really cool city in another, like not across the world, but a different city in the world. And then also looking back at my home, like basically at my backyard, looking at this show happening there. It was great. So I was kind of tuning. I had like one ear to the comedians and then my eyes and ears live watching the Mets game, which was pretty neat. How was the show? How did you enjoy it?
The show was great. The show was a lot of fun. It was a big learning experience for me because it's the first thing I've ever produced. And even then is sort of like a loose term in and of itself. But It was definitely a good learning experience as to how to better market something. It's also, it was a lot of fun for all of us that were there that night. I think we just sort of said, okay, we don't have a huge audience, but you know what? Let's just go have fun. Let's do something. And then it was a lot of fun. Here, I'll pull up the poster now. Right here, we had Sandra Battaglini hosting, who was the mayor of comedy, always hilarious. Brian Haight, I believe, who was
Brian Haight would be an unfortunate name for a comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up
for the name Brian Haight.
For Brian Haight. Well, this is Brian Haight, and if you hate Brian Haight, then you got another thing coming because he's a delightful.
Brian Haight was fantastic.
Yeah, he's great. I'm sorry I missed him.
Sam Norton was also very good. Paul Thompson was hysterical, talking about masturbation and all that crap. It was hilarious. It was a very raunchy show that we hosted on Friday night, but it was a banger. And we also had Ariel as well, who was he was very good.
Right. Yeah, it was great. Raunchy in the alley. I mean, it is an alley, I guess, and you can't expect everything.
Such.
You can't. Yeah, you dirtied up that alley, did you? Yeah.
Alleys well, we aren't really meant, dirtied up that alley.
They're not meant to be clean. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. People can go to laughingvikings.com/comedyalley. We're doing shows pretty much every weekend there, and we'll have some upcoming special shows. Pro comedians every single night. You never know who's going to pop in. We've got 3 to 4 booked acts. Shout out to Sandra Battaglini, too, for being our first special guest host, and it was great. I know she's a great host, and she's always a great vibe. She knows how to run a show and bring a group of people together and kind of unite them, which is sort of the job of as a host is to bring the room together and set all the comedians and to set the crowd up for success. So yeah, it was great. I was happy to have her to pass the torch to her while I was away. But it was cool. I was in New York. Literally, there's a picture. We'll see it later. Picture of me in Citi Field where I'm watching the live stream, and then behind me is the baseball game, which was a weird inception, mind-blowing moment. What a world we live in, where it's like I'm going live showing the baseball game while watching a live back there.
Yeah.
Just like information flying through the air, hitting satellites and bouncing back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very bizarre. We went from cavemen to being able to do that. So kudos to human beings.
Took us a long time though. And that's something to be commended, really. Like we've come from this and now we're here and we still have further to go. But like,
yeah, we came all the way from dial-up internet. We couldn't have live streamed on dial-up. It'd take 45 minutes for just a JPEG to load up the screen.
Yeah, there's now a trilobyte. A trilobyte!
That's a thing? Trilobyte?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Trilobyte?
That's a lot of bytes.
Go let them get you.
So one thing that we wanted to do is I've been taking a ton of pictures. You snagged a few of them from Instagram. Certainly not all of them. I'll upload a folder, like a complete folder of the whole trip later on when I do get back. But if you want to roll a little slideshow, and I'll commentate as we go.
For sure.
Take you on a little tour guide. Oh, there we are. That's me watching the live stream at Citi Field. That's the in-house DJ at Citi Field right there.
Oh, cool.
Sharif. Yeah, shout out to Sharif for hooking us up. That's Two Brothers Pizza in the Village. That was Adam Daniel Mazet's wish. That was Tobin's wish. He wanted me to eat a pizza folded up New York style.
Nice.
That's Hudson Yard right there. That's the Classics, the Brett. MSG is right there in the forefront. And then that was in the background, you see Empire State Building. Manhattan Center, just down around Times Square. That's the harbor front on the Hudson River.
Nice.
More buildings. Just more buildings, man. There's a lot of buildings. And that's the new Freedom Tower right downtown that replaced the World Trade Centers.
Oh, cool.
The New Yorker Hotel, the Empire State Building. And a nice picture on the sidewalk. You never know a good time until it's a memory. Sha-la-la-la.
La-la-la-la.
Yeah, so last week, fun thing that we started to do on the podcast, and then I put a shout-out on Instagram, was the idea of I'll fulfill your New York City wish or your New York City dream if you're a person that's never been in New York, or you have been, but you haven't been here in a while because of pandemic or travel restrictions. So we did get a bunch of people who said, like, this is my dream, this is what I want you to do. So I kind of pitched it as I'll be the man on the street and you can send me around the city to fulfill your dreams and I'll take pictures and video and send it back to you. So starting with you, you got a live, when did I message you? Friday night, Saturday night? When was that? Thursday?
I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, so Thursday night, out of the blue, I Instagram live Brandon from Times Square. Pretty sure you were brushing your teeth.
I was.
Like, your bedtime routine, and I'm in the middle of Times Square and I'm like, Brandon, it's time for your dream come true. Your New York City wish was to eat a New York City pretzel. So I was downtown literally in Times Square. You got to meet the pretzel guy and say hello to him live on Instagram. Took a big bite. I fed you this salty, mustardy New York City pretzel. Yeah, there you go. So congratulations. Good. How did that feel? What a weird world we live in where you can.
It made me want to go.
It was very
go
salty.
There and buy it myself. Man. That's what it made me do.
It was a classic New York pretzel from one of those street meat booths. And then who else? Let me think of the other ones. Tobin. I'm spacing on his last name, but Tobin from Toronto, who comes to a lot of the stand-up shows and is a big Laughing Viking supporter. He wanted me to eat a New York City slice of pizza with the classic New York fold, where you fold the slice of pizza over. So that was the picture you saw downtown in the Village. Jennifer Merchant.
Do people not fold their pizza?
I think it's a New York thing. I think it started here. They patented it somehow. It's like before that, every time. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a New York thing. Every time you eat a pizza, slice of pizza, and you fold it over, you pay New York City a 5-cent tax. A nickel from every fold goes to the city.
I owe them so much money.
Well, don't post this clip because they'll find you. It'll find you automatically, and it'll just automatically debit your bank account for the money.
They always get you, Lars.
Yeah. Who else? Camille. I went to Times Square. Camille Blott, Miss Millie B, and played her. She just released her first debut song onto Spotify and all platforms. So I went down in Times Square and played her debut song, Little Apartment, as I was panoraming. I think that's a verb, right? Sure. Panoraming. As I was panoraming Times Square and tagged her as like, congrats on your Broadway debut. So that was cool. She also asked for wildlife. So today I was going around getting New York City pigeons and some New York City ducks and some New York City squirrels. Yeah, it was pretty, it was very New York. Who else? Katarina Vitkoff. She asked for, she wanted to see Strawberry Fields and the John Lennon Memorial in Central Park. So got some shots of Strawberry Fields. There's usually always a guy playing acoustic guitar, playing Beatles and John Lennon songs. So he was there. That's the backdrop. And there's usually flowers there's a little mosaic in the park that says, like a little tile mosaic that says Imagine in the middle. And it's like just nonstop pictures and tourists and people playing music there. So that was really cool. Chad from 30 Minute Daily, he was like, give $20 to the next New York City busker that you see. And so there was a guy playing trombone down in the village around St. Mark's area who was like a jazz trombonist that I posted that. So that was another cool one. I feel like I'm missing a couple here, but Adam Daniel Mazes? What did he say? I think I already did it. I already posted it. It might have been also pizza related. There's been a lot of pizza related ones. Jennifer Merchant, she wanted me to go to the 99-cent pizza place near Times Square and eat a 99-cent pizza. So essentially, most people's New York City dreams are to eat pizza, pretzel, or bagels around the city. And that's like, check.
I mean, that's what you do on vacation. Isn't there a whole comedy bit about that where it's like you go on vacation, we'll go somewhere and then we'll eat a little bit and then we'll move around and then we're going to eat a little bit and then we'll go out to eat somewhere and then we'll come back and sleep.
Yeah, here I'm eating a pretzel in Times Square. Here I'm eating a hot dog in Washington Square. Here I'm all the squares and circles. I also like how all the famous places are. They're mostly squares and circles. You never hear like Jefferson Triangle or Classington Octagon. It's always squares. It's famous. It's presidents and either a square or a circle. Like, what do you want? You want a square or a circle named after you? It's like, how about a pentagon or a hexagon or a decagon? Right?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Or they should just name like streets after like places, like Knox Library or something.
It's Knox Library Street. That's so confusing. Yeah. I'm over. No, where's the library? Oh, no, the library is not.
Oh, the library is over there.
The library is on 140th Street. But you. that's like urban planning gone wrong. Like, why did you name the street on the west side East Side Boulevard? That doesn't make any sense.
It seemed right at the time. And let me tell you, there are plenty of things that seem wrong when you say them out loud.
Yeah, well,
you never said it.
It was, as far as I knew, it was South Street. It wasn't until a few years later we turned out that actually wasn't South, and that's the northernmost point.
My compass was broken. It said it was South.
Right. Here on North Street. This is not North Street. So it's been an amazing week here in New York. That was a really fun game, running around playing all these sort of like Where's Waldo, Make-A-Wish kind of things in the city. And yesterday, the Todorov Summer Intensive, the acting intensive that I was down here for, completed. So that was a real amazing experience. All the faculty and the teachers, that we did voice classes, we did voiceover classes, we did movement, some dance. improv, bunch of Shakespeare, and then three full days of scene study with Tom, culminating yesterday. And it was hybrid too, so some people were around the world via Zoom, and then there was, I think, 14 of us in person here at the studio working live in person with him. So that was a great, always a transformational experience working with him and deepening the study. So to just kind of immerse myself in 7 days of acting and acting related thoughts was really cool.
How was the hybrid?
I mean, you'd have to ask the Zoom people their end of things, but I think people now were used to Zoom teaching. So I think they were getting a bit of both worlds. Like if the instructor was working with us live in like going around a circle, then they would be included in that circle. They were always mic'd too. So if the instructor was working, they were mic'd and on camera for the Zoom people. If we asked questions live in the room, we were asking over a mic that was connected to the Zoom. And then during the scene study, the live scene study, since there's blocking and movement in the in when you're live on your feet, they had someone basically operating like a boom mic operator, and then someone with a selfie stick doing the camera work, and a camera on Tom too, so that you'd get Tom's directing and coaching. You'd see the actors, you'd see the other faculty's instructions. So I think it's amazing. It's kind of the way of the world. I think a lot of events, especially coaching and training, should be and will be hybrid for forever, because it's people like the in-person experience for people who can get here. But there's always going to be times, even with Comedy Alley, we're live streaming it for that very reason too. We want to reach a global audience, and we know that not always people can travel, but they want to be there kind of in spirit or vicariously through the internet if they can't be there in person. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it was great. It was a really cool experience, and it was nice. I would come in every day and walk up, like they had big monitor, like a big flat screen monitor for the Zoom people, so that we could interact with the Zoom people and in like big enough where you're seeing people's heads, like this big, like a pretty big monitor. So I'd walk up every day and wave to the students on Zoom, who are, a lot of them are in our weekly Saturday Zoom class too. So yeah, it was really cool. And it was amazing to see people that I've sort of met and or worked with through Zoom for the last year with Tom's weekly Saturday class, to then meet them in three dimensions was really neat too. And have that, like, oh my God, I've seen you in a square every week for the last almost a year now.
Yeah.
And now there's like, oh, you have legs, and I see that you have feet, and oh, you're either really tall or you're really, like, you don't get a sense for someone's physicality really just through Zoom. So yeah, it was great. We should let people know too, hit up laughingvikings.com/actors and find the link for the Todorov Conservatory and the Todorov Studio. And you can join us on a Saturday. It's always three classes in one. We get text analysis. We get voice and speech with acclaimed voice and speech teachers from from Tom's conservatory, but they also often teach at other acclaimed universities. And then scene study every week with Tom, where he works on cold reads and scene study, like actual scenes, and then also monologues and audition pieces as well. So go to laughingvikings.com/actors and you can just fill out a form. They always let you audit the first one for free. Yeah. And if you want to join the monthly membership, use the code LARS15 and you can get 15% off your monthly membership. And we'll see you via Zoom. And then next year you can come back to the conservatory. There's something about New York. I recommend it to everyone, and even before this week, but especially if you're an actor, it really doesn't matter who you are, period. If you get a chance to go to New York, go to New York. It's just, there's something about it. It's just such a vibrant, energetic, multicultural city that it's just, you have to experience it. And you also see all these things that you've seen in every TV, film, movie. Like, it's like the most photographed and most videoed place ever. So it's pretty cool to walk around. You see all these iconic tourist places and theaters and landmarks and things. But especially if you're an actor or a stand-up comedian, it's just one of those mecca places to come here to watch theater or just get a vibe. You really catch an energy. And my feeling, anytime I've ever gone to New York or LA, when I come back to Toronto, it really gives you the idea that there's way more out there than just your local scene. And I think that's the case whatever scene you are, it's important to go to other cities, but New York and LA, New York for theater acting and musical acting, probably the most, and TV and film now. But I think LA is probably more known as a movie Hollywood place, you know? So, but there's something about it. Like you have to, if you haven't been here, it's like a religious person not going to whatever, religion's like their version of Mecca or whatever the landmark place is. It's kind of like, you got to come here at some point. It'll change you. It'll inspire you.
Nice.
Or you can just send me your Instagram wish and I can eat a pretzel for you. And I guess that counts.
Yeah, that pseudo counts.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You know what I've found out since I've been working here for this week? You what? Have designed this space to function for a 6'3 individual.
Oh, yeah? Why? Oh, yeah. What can't you reach?
Those like those light things.
What light
things? Keep falling off. The the strips.
Yeah, we got to glue those.
One strip just keeps falling off. I've given up on it at this point.
Well, it just needs a fresh thing of glue. That's all.
Sounds like a job for someone that is 6'3".
Or we need to get you a little. Maybe what you've just discovered is that the studio needs one of those little stepping stools. Is that what you? Is that
maybe,
is that what
this, maybe that maybe
is this the suggestion box segment for Laughing Vikings? We actually don't have one, so maybe this we need the weekly suggestion box. And by the way, if you're watching right now, listening, we'll always take suggestions. Fire it in the comment. Oh, yeah. You got a question for us about Laughing Vikings, about stand up, about acting, about New York, about what I'm drinking right now. I believe this is Cherry Lime Ricky. This is a real New York staple. I got a lime Ricky here.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. Sparkling cherry lime.
Is it alcohol or?
No, it's just sugar water.
Oh, nice.
New York sugar water.
Sugar water. Tastes different everywhere you go.
Tastes good, gives you diabetes. Diabetes never tasted so good. Right? That's good.
But also, the spotlight. I had no idea where to plug that in. I was looking all over the place.
When you figured it out?
I did. Well, I mean, I eventually asked you where to plug it in, but...
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we needed a checklist, or I can go through like a little video tutorial and just put it in the Google Drive.
I figured it out.
Right.
You're right. We probably do need to make a checklist, but
right,
yeah.
Well, you just figured out all the things I normally do around there, eh? What else? Anything else that you figured out?
Luckily, this didn't fall. Because if this had fell, this I would have been fucked.
You would have never figured out. Like, if only there was some way I could be half a foot taller,
up and grow slightly.
And you should have been stuck. We would have just had to close down the studio because you couldn't figure out how to hang something.
That would have been it for me. I would have been done.
Well, thank God you figured it out. Thank God. Yes.
The stars aligned for you, Lars. The stars really aligned for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for holding down the fort. I appreciate you. And I know that you set a record. Best week ever. So there you go.
Congrats. Oh, it was such a fun week. Like, it was such a fun week here. I just wanted to tell you that observation. I think you even messaged me saying, oh, yeah, right. You're not as tall as I am.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was also like, get a chair, like a sturdy chair. There's some chairs in the studios that they're not they're not standing chairs. They're sitting chairs only. And if you were to stand on them, you'll break a chair and or your own bones. So avoid those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think Comedy Alley was set up really well.
Nice.
I bought some new candles. I took out some of the old stuff. Yeah.
Little tea light upgrade in Comedy Alley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, citronella? Scented or non-scented?
They were scented.
Ooh.
They were.
Fancy.
They smelled really good.
Right. Also, business idea I want to pitch to you. Still in the infant stages, we're just spitballing here. But so I'm going to compare it. There's businesses now that it's basically cereal milk, where, you know, at the end of a bowl of cereal, the milk tastes like whatever cereal it was. Well, now there's places, or a place, I don't know if it's a chain or where it is, but you could basically buy cereal milk. So it's like Fruit Loops flavored milk that was, yeah. So to my spinoff, sort of using that as idea, that idea is pasta water. So whatever water you boiled your pasta in, you just strain out the pasta, and then so imagine you arrive at a fancy Italian restaurant and you look through your pasta water menu and you're like, I will have the spaghetti bolognese water, please. And it's just the boiled water from the pasta, and then like a hint of whatever herbs and spices. So if the pasta had some spinach and some sun-dried tomato, there's a little bit of that, like a hint of that in there. But it's just a gourmet glass of Italian pasta water. And obviously there's a little bit of carbs in there, but it's a very, very gourmet thing. Maybe you just get it in a little tiny, tiny little shot glass. Or if you order the family size, family order, you get a big bottle that you can take home. It lasts your whole family for the whole week. Also substitutes as a very good handout during marathons. Rather than just giving people plain water or Gatorade, you can kind of give them a little carbo-loaded water where it's just like, maybe even just the whole bag of spaghetti. There's something about bagged spaghetti that seems very cool to me. So I feel like just bags of spaghetti and cups, glasses of pasta water.
I can see it. And I feel like you could definitely sell it.
You don't seem convinced.
I mean, I wasn't at first, but I'm sort of getting there.
So, let me a little more. So you're sitting, you're like, yes, I will have the spinach cacciatore penne water, please. And you just get a little hot, like it's like, maybe it's like soup, but it's just the pasta water, but it's flavored like whatever pasta you want. You're like, chicken parmesan, but it's just the water. It's tough times.
You can sell that as broth.
Like, right, exactly. Exactly. Broth. I mean, basically I am describing broth is what I'm describing. But, and then you're sitting at the restaurant and a guy comes by and he's like, fresh pepper, Parmesan cheese, and he like grinds a little pepper and cheese into your glass of water. It's tough times in the pandemic. Restaurants are going to go out of business, so they just got to sell you cups of water flavored like the food that you wanted, and you just have to, it's very budget conscious too, because it's not going to cost you $25 for a plate of spaghetti. It's just going to cost you $6 for a bottle of pasta water. It's got legs. I think that and hot ice cream are going to be my, like, what? How did Lars blow up? Pasta water. You would have never thought it. Pasta water and then winter ice cream. Call it hot ice cream or steam cream. I don't know what it is. We have figured out.
Steam cream has legs. Steam cream definitely has legs.
Steam cream kind of feels, the name of it kind of a little, there had kind of a dirty feel to it. Like it's got, it's maybe it's not a PG thing, but like hot ice cream. Get ya hot ice cream here. Hot ice cream.
Hot ice cream.
Hot ice cream. Yeah, I think that would really sell like winter fairs. You think about winter carnivals and like the Bunnum and Beaver Tails or like whatever the hot, like hot apple cider and stuff. But I think it has to be mashed potato.
Would it be a solid thing, this hot ice cream?
I think the prototype is going to be potato based. So imagine a scoop of mashed potatoes, but with enough flavoring and sugar so that it tastes like ice cream, where you're like, oh, is this ice cream? I mean, mashed potatoes often have butter and cream mixed into them anyways, so it's ice cream is not far from mashed potatoes.
No.
If you add cream and milk to it.
I'm not disagreeing with you whatsoever. I think you're on the right track, especially the potato base. Potato base really works.
Some hot fudge and a nice waffle cone. Hot ice cream. I mean, nobody's eating ice cream in the wintertime. We're neglecting all these northern climate you're an ice cream guy and you're trying to sustain your family on 6 months of summer and spring and fall ice cream. What about winter ice cream? Nobody's doing it. It's because it's cold. Nobody wants to eat cold ice cream. No one's eating that in the middle of a blizzard. But if you're like, oh, you want to get some hot ice cream? Oh, I would love that. It's like a hot toddy instead of a hot chocolate. It's you're like, ooh, that's hot. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, it's hot. Ooh, it's steamy.
Ooh, it's really hot. Ooh.
Ooh, can I hold it? Ooh, can I hold it? You guys want to warm up around my ice cream? I mean, my hot ice cream?
everyone huddle around the hot cream.
Yeah. Right. I think we're on to something here. Who wants a cup of anybody want a cup of pasta water? You good? You good on pasta water? You want a pasta water? You want a pasta water? What do you want?
I got three orders over here.
Yeah, give me a glass of penne, a glass of macaroni, and a glass of spaghetti, please. There you go. Good stuff. Mac and cheese? Yeah, I mean, you gonna mac and cheese water?
Like cooking water as well. Like Because it could be sold like as a broth in like those broth containers,
right?
Where you're like, oh yeah, just add like a cup of pasta water.
Just add water. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like
cooked pasta, but need the pasta water for your recipe.
Also, everyone's pasta water. It's a huge waste of water. What does everyone do with the boiled water? They just dump it down the sink, right? Like it's usually just that's good. Carbohydrate, starch loaded pasta tasting water right there that we could just be bottling it up.
Gotta love that starchy water.
Mm-mm. Let's try it. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna start selling it on the street.
Then we can branch off into rice water.
Right.
Yeah. Branch off into
potato water.
Potato water.
Beef water.
Ooh, beef water.
Just a little big, like just an ice cold bottle of juice.
Oh, beef water. This is Wagyu.
This is vegan beef water right here. All right. Well, that's the nonsense portion of the show.
So, Lars, I have a random question for you.
Hit me with a random question.
If you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, what would you pick?
I mean, I think the one that deserves it most would be Taco Bell. I would probably say it's Taco Bell or KFC, but it's probably Taco Bell. And I say that as a guy who's eaten a ton of Taco Bell, and I sort of have a love-hate relationship with it. But I feel like when it's grade F liquid meat, like when the meat comes out of the thing that icing, like, you know how you squeeze icing? Like, I feel like that's how they fill the tacos. Like, it's just, and it's just like a tube of meat. I don't think it's, yeah. And also, I think there was like, wasn't there claims or some scandal that they were using horse meat or something like that? So, yeah.
I've actually never had Taco Bell.
What?
Yeah, never.
That's crazy.
Never, ever, ever.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard, Brandon. I'm just looking for an outlet right now because I feel like I might lose power. I'm at 19% here. So the random question. Yeah, I think Taco Bell. Funny story about Taco Bell. I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana with a comedian buddy of mine, Jeff Leeson, where he was booked at the comedy club and he was able to bring me on the road as an opener. And after the comedy show and then after the bar, we were sort of in a strip mall. We went through the drive-through. Oh, was it a drive-through? I guess maybe we walked through the drive-thru. I don't think we were driving because we were drinking. Side note, the bar was 25-cent Miller Lights. Cans of Miller Light, 25 cents. Meaning you give them a $10 bill and they give you 40 cans of beer. Is that right?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah. 40.
Yeah, it was something fucking insane. Like if you're thinking right now, that's insane. There's no way. That's like what it was like. It was like there was some special where it was ridiculous. And they know that, okay, you come in, you're only going to drink so many Miller Lights, or maybe while you're drinking Miller Lights, you're also doing shots or drinking fancy cocktails or something. So we had this night where we're drinking like for like, so for like $5, you're like, I guess that's what that was it for $5, but it was draft. That's the thing. Maybe it wasn't canned. So it was draft. It was like,
wow,
like not a big thing of draft, but so yeah, for $5, you'd get 20. And then, so after we go to this Taco Bell and it was late, I'll give him that. But the guy's like, welcome to Taco Bell. We're out of, we're out of beef, chicken and pork. How may I help you? And we're like, what? You're out of beef, chicken and pork? Like what do you, or no, it was we're out of beef, steak and chicken. Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. Just so you know, we're out of beef, steak and chicken. What can I help you with? And we're like, what is even left? I'll take a tortilla with some beans and lettuce. Like that was it. They were out of all of the meats. Like we have no meats left.
Wow. You don't see that very often.
No, which is why Taco Bell, I shut you down. What's your answer?
You're probably going to hate me for this, but Burger King. I despise Burger King burgers.
Wow, even Whoppers?
Yeah.
Why? Too much onion?
Dry. There's no real flavor to them. Hmm. Like, McDonald's has that, like, greasy, like, flavor. You have, right. You have A&W with the spice to it. You have Wendy's that's, like, thick, but it's also, like, juicy. But, right. Like, Burger King is just so dry.
Huh. What about the saucy ones? Maybe you've only had dry ones. Are you ordering the BK dry burger? You're ordering the wrong thing.
I've had one of those like triple stacked bacon burgers. So like that's fairly greasy. But like even that was still fairly dry.
Right.
Yeah, so my answer is Burger King. What? Yeah, that's it.
Maybe you just need a little more barbecue sauce. Let's go to Burger King sometimes. Let's do this live. Let's do a segment that's live where we take you. We're here in Burger King. We're here at Burger King with the BK broiler. You can get a beat.
We'll go to Taco Bell, and then we'll go to Burger King.
I like it. Copy. Sounds good. Oh, I just went. One sec. I'll be right back.
Yep. And after blurry. That, we'll probably go right into quote of the week.
Hit me with the quote of the week.
Okay. The quote of the week is, sometimes you have to stop worrying, wondering, and doubting. Have faith that things will work out. Maybe not how you planned, but just how it's meant to be. And I really like this quote for this week because sometimes I feel that things don't go the way I want them to. And that is okay. That is okay because I know that eventually down the line, something will happen or something is going to happen that will pay off for the things that don't always go according to the plan that I have laid out for myself.
Right. And
so I just want everyone to remember that sometimes things don't go always as planned, but something good happens every single day. And sometimes we just need to make sure that we wake up and say, today is going to be a good day. And you have to firmly believe that because I firmly believe that for you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's 100% true. I mean, it's a ton of life's unhappiness comes from certain expectations of life or certainly expectations of other people. Like you want to control, like, oh, I want them to think the way I think and do the things I want and do the things that I'm into. But you certainly can't control other people, and you can barely control. You could really mostly only control your own thoughts and your own choices and your own actions. And after that, don't even attempt to, because it's just, you're trying to control something that by its nature can't be controlled. That's why they always say, like, change the world, be the change you want to see into the world, or you can't change people, but you can change people around.
Yeah.
You can change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. You've heard that saying.
Yeah. I always think of it as like no one's ever going to treat something with as much care as you do a lot of the time. Like I know there's been times where I've lent someone something and like right. they just don't take care of it as much as like I have taken care of it myself. And like that's
right.
okay.
Right.
Because no one's ever going to take care of something as much as you care about it. And that's okay to yeah. not have that expectation of them.
Right. Also, you always have to look at, did I properly communicate that? It's like, we make these assumptions of, oh, people are going to do and treat like do the things I do, or they're going to think about mm-hmm. the things. It's like people who are late versus people who are early people. But you that can drive you crazy where you're like, oh, God, this guy's always 5 minutes late. Why isn't he on time? But it's just mm-hmm. it's not an on time guy. Or versus if you had had with a person that you loaned something out to, maybe you have like, hey, I want to loan this out to you just so you know. This is one of my favorite things. I really take care of this. It's really important to me. So that's where you might lay down some boundaries mm-hmm. and a few expectations. But generally, it's like you can't worry about other people. And certainly your own, you mentioned your own life plans. I've heard people say focus on like what you want and maybe why you want it, but let go of the how. Like have yeah. your plan. It's good to have a laid out plan. But know that it's going to go sideways. And if you're not open to that, then you will actually miss a lot of things coming your way. It's kind of like that famous parable of the guy, a hurricane comes in and he's sitting on his roof and a boat passes and they're like, hey, man, you want to ride in the boat? And he's like, no, God will save me. And then
yeah,
a day later, he's still on the roof and another boat goes by. Hey, this is the police. We're here. We're going to save you. Nah, God will save me. And then a helicopter comes by and they're like, hey, we'll hop on. And then he he's drowns like, no, and dies and goes and then meets his maker and is like, what the fuck, God? Why did you save me? He's like, I sent you a boat. I sent you another boat. I sent you a helicopter. And you just sat on the roof like an asshole. Like, what do you want me to do here? You weren't open to all that. You weren't open to all that stuff. So I think it's set the intentions and also have faith in yourself. Tom Todaroff this week, having faith in your own belief in your own talent and choices and your own yeah. work ethic and your own discipline so that you see this as an inevitability, whatever it is you're after or whatever you want to quote unquote achieve in your life, just trust and have that faith that continued forward motion and having faith in yourself will get you there eventually, but without being locked into, oh, it's got to go this way. And this is the show I want to be on. And it's this, and this, and that, and this, and then that, like a predetermined to amazing experiences. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to put the vibes out of the energy I want to attract. And just, I'll let the universe attract itself to me or be attracted to me and not worry about controlling it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
There's your quotes to inspire your week, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I like those quotes. I like, we've got some good stuff. So you got a good dose of ridiculous nonsense with our hot ice cream and pass the water. Although I say ridiculous nonsense, but I feel like a future version of me is going to be looking back at this episode thinking, man, this is the podcast episode that launched it all. And we started a $1 billion global pasta water and hot ice cream business. What do you guys sell? We sell pasta water and hot ice cream. What?
Yeah, it's better than you think it is. Yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean, and a good example of that is maybe in your head, your path is like, oh, I want to become the world's greatest actor and do all these amazing acting things. And so you're trying to get acting gigs, but maybe you could just start a hot ice cream / pasta water company that will generate you billions of dollars, put it back into your own production company, and you can green light all of the dream world, dream projects and dream roles that you ever wanted, instead of being mm-hmm. like, oh, well, I got to audition for this part, and then I get this part, and then I get this part, and then I get this part, and then finally I'm at the top, when all you needed to do was just start a pasta water company. There, we had it. We did it. We did it. We figured it all out. We always figure stuff out.
You figured out acting, Lars. You
figured it out. The key to becoming a world-class actor is to start your own hot ice cream / pass the water company and invest all of the money back into your career, thus green lighting your dreams. We did it. I don't know how we can go forward from there. I think that's
we have to
wrap up. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Make sure if you're an actor, go to laughingvikings.com/actors. You can also go to laughingvikings.com/gift, gift, G-I-F-T, and you can get a gift from us, and that's your first audition session at the studio on the house for free. So your next audition, and that's whether you're listening from Toronto, you can come see us in person, but you could be anywhere in the world and you want some help via Zoom, and one of our session directors will hop on Zoom with you. We'll work the scenes with you, help you record it, help you submit it and get it off to where you need to be, just in case you're not at the point where you're starting a pass the water company and you still got to audition. You got to audition, yeah. That's fine. We'll help you too. Right. Yes. And make sure, hit us up on Instagram at Laughing Vikings. And of course, you can listen to this on all podcast platforms. Maybe you're there already. And if you're listening to it with your ears only, the water, BK Broiler, Lars Classington situation, you can find us on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. Yeah. We're really everywhere. Depending on what senses you would like enjoying things with, you'll find us. No touch. And don't forget, I guess you got
a Comedy Alley coming up on Friday and Saturday this week, depending on weather. But we will have a banger of a couple shows coming up for you this week. So do not forget to tune into those. Those happen 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Again, depending on weather.
Start spreading the news. All right. And I am hitting the road tomorrow. I'll see you back in Canada. I got to get my COVID test on the way back, but I'll see you in Toronto Tuesday night / Wednesday morning.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually thought you were coming back yesterday. So I came here, I filmed an audition for myself and then cleaned up and everything. So when you messaged me yesterday, I'd be like, day 7's done. I'm like, oh, I thought you were already coming back.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Johnny Tapley here. The day I arrived in New York, he sent me a great message. There was actually a Facebook message that he sent me a year ago that came up in my memories. And it was a really cool shout out, how he sort of was reminding me Johnny was at a time where he had some issues in his life and needed to hear some good things. And I, at the time, was sort of giving my version of follow your dreams and go for your dreams and go after what you want. And this popped up. So it was a really cool, surreal moment for me to be arriving in New York. I was literally looking out my hotel window as I was watching his video. It really touched me. So thanks for tuning in, Johnny Tapley. And hope you're doing well, buddy. Thank you again for that message. And hit us up every Monday here on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Twitch, or follow along your favorite podcast platform. Laughing Vikings Live. Goodbye, everyone. Bye. 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 Bye.